Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we continue to talk about how to love God, rooted and grounded in Romans 8 verse 28, which speaks of those who love God, we return now to a case study in loving God, and his name is David. I think it will be helpful for us to go to the Bible and to read the biographies of the men and women of Scripture, people who loved God, but people who also were at times disobedient to God. And the best example of this that I have found is David. And I want to take some time with you to go back to his life and to observe how he started off really loving God. And we will see God receive this love and bless David. Then we will continue and come to a season in David's life when he was disobedient, and we will find how this negatively affected his relationship with the living God, observing how God then responded to David. Admittedly, our time is short, so we will have to do this without a large measure of detail, and last time we were in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Young David has rushed to the scene of the battle line drawn between the Israelites on one side of the mountain and the Philistines on the other side of the mountain, with the Philistine Goliath, that giant, openly taunting the people of God. Well, when David, lover of God, hears these taunts, David asks, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" That is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. I want to pick up the reading at verse 31. So I'm dropping down in the text to 1 Samuel 17, verse 31, and I will read through verse 37. We are in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, and verse 31 begins. Oh, just before I read, I remind you that Saul is still the official king in Israel. You will hear King Saul's name mentioned. When the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and Saul sent for David. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." We definitely see the faith that David has in God, and I think we likewise observe David's love for God. He is more than willing to do what the other men in the army of God are unwilling to do. He will take his experiences fighting off and killing the lion and the bear, and he will do the same to the Philistine. Notice the emphasis, "The Lord will deliver me." Young David is absolutely appalled that this uncircumcised Gentile giant dares to speak like he does about God's people. It is David's passionate love for God that propels him forward in obedience to the Lord. Let's find out what happens. Saul, you may recall, offers David armor, but David rejects it, and verse 40 says, David took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. All right, there goes David, by faith in God and on a mission of jealous love for his God. I will read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 41 to 51. This is great. Then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, with a handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by the Philistines' gods. The Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Then it happened, when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead so that he fell on his face to the ground. Thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him, and there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. I do just want to add verse 57, 1 Samuel 17, verse 57. So when David returned from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the Philistine's head in David's hand. For some of you, this is gruesome, and you would rather not read the bloody details. Others of us are like, yeah, the man of God, in love with God. Down came that giant with just one single stone shot to the forehead. Yes. It is good to read the Word of God with vigor. The story upholds. Exactly what David predicted to the Philistine comes to be, because the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. The Lord delivered Goliath to the young man of God. It is good to love the Lord with passion and to obey him with a robust intensity. Our love for God and our obedience to God is often very weak, timid, and feeble. David's loving obedience is strong, outspoken, and defiant. Let us take instruction from our forefather in the faith, David, and reread again this true story in our own time, reflecting on how much David loves God and expresses his love in public obedience to the Lord. Now, we are walking alongside David and watching for how in his life he loved God and obeyed God. And because that clock never stops, I'm going to move over a vast and significant portion of the scripture and ask that you join me all the way over in 2 Samuel at chapter 7. Oh, I know, we've just skipped a lot of text. inspired Holy Scripture that again draws us into God and David, one of the remarkable things we will not read, how David repeatedly prayed and God answered him. So let me encourage you to read in your Bible from 1 Samuel 16 all the way to here at 2 Samuel 7 and then beyond. David's life ends at 1 Kings chapter 2. So take all this in, making time to prioritize Bible reading. During our time, we move down here to 2 Samuel chapter 7. For context, we need to know that at the beginning of the chapter, the Lord speaks to David through the prophet Nathan. This is what we know as the Davidic covenant. It is God's remarkable and faithful, unconditional promise to David and his offspring. This is one of five irrevocable, unconditional covenants made by God in the Bible. And 2 Samuel 7 is a crucial chapter in all of Scripture. It really is. What happened is that David wanted to build a house for God, but God rejects that idea and instead makes this covenantal promise to David, actually saying that God is the one who will build David a house and more. So in this prayer, you will hear about houses. That's context. After this covenant promise is given, David responds to God in a beautiful prayer reflective of David's love for God. We'll pick up here again tomorrow, so be with us. But here is the opening of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord, and David said, "Isn't that precious to us?" Here is David sitting before the Lord in prayer. Have you gone in and sat before the Lord in prayer today? Do you pray because you love God and you want to obey Him? I encourage you into prayer and then for you to join us again tomorrow because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.